This is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Charlie, we got Jay Moore, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Wednesday with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for watching the show and all the shows here on ESPN Chicago. And Cap, the one thing that we want as Chicago sports fans is a winner. All sports fans want is a winner. It's one thing to work that 9 to 5, working that shift, having a family. You know, everyone's got drama, everyone's got issues, but you just want to settle in for 2 hours, 3 hours, just to be in, to enjoy your favorite sports team. And oh, by the way, not just in the regular season, but you want to enjoy them in the postseason, because in the postseason, you never know what could happen. And those moments for you and I, few and far in between when it comes to the playoffs, the postseason for our teams.
So,
correct?
100% agree. Do we have a team in town, an ownership group? Whether they are successful or not is one question, but they truly try to win. They truly, you could argue, well, I don't like that move, or I wish they do. Are they trying? Like, I feel like the Bulls, they do what they've got to do, what the league lets them spend, but there's no creativity. How are we taking this thing to the next level? Okay, we'll give Zach his money. It's part of the contract, part of the collective bargaining. The Blackhawks, they used to be that way. Now they're all the way at the bottom of the food chain with a long way to go. They don't know if it's going to work. The White Sox, no. Window wide open. Did they push their chips in and go, I don't care what it costs. Get me Verlander, or get me Scherzer, or get whoever the big guy is out there. Nope. So we're down to the Bears and the Cubs. I truly believe the Halas-McCaskey group always wanted to win. They didn't know how.
That's exactly right. There's a difference between the two, isn't there?
Correct.
Yeah.
They were never cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Never. They hired bad people. Not bad people as people, bad executives.
Yes.
Ryan Pace worked his tail off. It didn't work. He works in Atlanta now. But he went to them and said, we need to build a new facility here for the players to train in. It's $100 million plus. Do it. I want to sign Khalil Mack and give him the richest defensive contract at the time ever. Do it. Julius Peppers with Jerry Angelo. We want to give him 92. Do it. Mm-hmm. They've spent. There's a fallacy out there that, oh, the Bears are cheap. They're not. They just don't know how to win. They're trying now under a new regime again. Then there's the Cubs. When Ricketts took over, and we keep hearing the narrative, oh, the Ricketts are cheap.
Nope.
Okay. When he took over, he let it play out for, I don't know, 18 months, and then he fired Jim Hendry. He went on a search by himself. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what Jim Hendry would do, pull on the front of his shirt, always. And he said, how much is Theo Epstein? Oh, $18 million? Done. I don't know of another executive or owner in this town that would have gone out big game hunting and spent whatever it took to get him. And then when they won, he rewarded him with a $50 million deal, $10 million a year. And in their window to win, 16, 17, 18, they were top three in payroll. So they spent. Then they made the difficult and I think should never happen again decision in this town to tear it apart and rebuild. Now they're going back up north, and it looks like they're on to something. I don't think it's this year, but so are they the group doing the most, having a civic responsibility to try and win at the same time spending $1 billion to renovate their stadium? Is it the Bears who don't know how to win yet? They're trying. Because I laid out the case, the White Sox don't spend. Never had a $100 million contract to anybody. The Blackhawks, no, they were. Rocky at one point, whatever it takes, spend it. Up to the, you know, they have a hard cap. And then there's the Bulls. So,
well,
we're in a tough spot here because Joe Lacob of the Golden State Warriors or the late Jerry Buss with the Lakers, like they were about one thing. Steve Cohen in New York. I just want to try and win.
Well, I think that the standard for any ownership in sports should be, at this point in time, Joe Lacob with Golden State.
Agreed.
Golden State could win the championship again this upcoming season. Lacob said himself on the Iguodala podcast,
"The truth of the matter is I'm about only one thing my rest of my life, and that's winning and winning championships. Mm-hmm. I'm maniacal. It's all I care about. That's it. And we've done really well. We've won 4 in 8 years, which is incredible. We made 6 finals in 12 years, which, by the way, there was somebody else that did this as an owner, Jerry Buss. I look up to him. 33 years of ownership, 16 finals.
Wow.
So that 50% rate is a pretty, I don't know that we can continue that, but I'm sure as hell going to try. Right. That's my goal. That's my goal, is to have this team be great.
So, I mean, that should be the standard for anyone. Just, here's my business. My business is, I'm already a millionaire. My family's family will be taken care of. Now, what else is left for me? Oh, I don't know. Be the best in my field. Be the guy that, when you look at championships, they don't say NBA champion. They say Golden State Warriors. They say Joe Lacob. There he goes. There's the model franchise. That's where we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
The dregs of the league, the dregs of sports say, I want to be that. That's what I want for Chicago. And by the way, it was like that for the Bulls for quite a long time in the Jordan era. There's no question about that. But I ranked them, Cap. I went 1 through 5 on this. And I'll start with number 5. And it goes back to our conversation that we had 24 hours ago regarding the White Sox. The Sox are dead last on my list. And whether or not you believe in former Marlins executive David Sampson, who has a podcast, Nothing Personal with David Sampson, if you believe him or not, the bottom line is it feels like what he's saying here in this 27 seconds.
You know, Jerry Reinsdorf, when I first got into baseball, I've never told this story before, and I like Jerry very much, and I'm sorry, Jerry, but here it comes. He sat me down. I was 32 years old, just in baseball for my first of 18 years, and he said, you know what? Here's my best advice to you. Finish in second place every single year. Because your fans will say, wow, we've got a shot, we're in it. But there's always the carrot left. There's always one more step to take.
Well, here it is. As fans, we always hope for tomorrow. We always hope, hey, man, if it's not this year, we're going to go get them next year. We know that the offseason is going to be better. And as a White Sox fan, when you go through the offseason and you pull up Benintendi and you pull up a fifth pitcher in Clevinger, that's not a commitment to winning. I've been preaching this for years on the air. If you don't have a commitment to winning, the fans know. We're not stupid here. But I think that sometimes general managers and front office people think that we're just a bunch of yokels here. Well, just keep spending money because our team's going to win someday. That's not who we are. We're way more sophisticated than that. So the White Sox will be 5th on that list when it comes to that commitment. The 4th on that list would be the Chicago Bulls. Because as you've documented on this show many times, look at what Karnaschovas and Eversley are not doing. What is really the distinguishing characteristic, the difference between the previous regime and this regime as far as president of basketball operations and GM? Not much.
Correct.
Not much. I mean, you have Zach LaVine, and Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, those are top 40 players in the league. Someone's got to be 40. So that's what you have there with that
right.
Bulls team.
And it's not a shot at them. They're really good players.
Yes.
But are you putting the accelerator down? You go into the 22-23 season. Everybody said that we were not alone on an island. Fans, media, got to get more shooting. Added none. Got to get a point guard. We don't have Lonzo Ball's coming back. Got none.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't tell me Goran Dragic who didn't even make the rest of the season.
No.
They cut him. They did not try to win.
Period.
And they just thought, same old, just roll it back. It's so interesting, the dichotomy with the Bulls and the White Sox. We will just run it back. All we got to do is just be healthy. Isn't that the lament from the White Sox? And the same thing with the Bulls. We just got to get healthy. All we need is Lonzo Ball, and boom, we're right. No, you're not. They're in the same boat to me, Cap, at 5-4. And then someone is listening. They're going to say, is Hood going to put the Hawks in the top three? Yes, I will. Because of the organizational dysfunction that happened with the Blackhawks after the Stanley Cup championships, things that were going on while the Stanley Cup championships were going on. Cap, at least Davidson put his heart out there and just said, guys, we know that we screwed up internally. Dad, you know, told Daddy Wirtz, step to the side. No more going after the press. I'll take care of this. I'll be the face of this. We are going to change the way we do business here. We're going to level the franchise. No more Taves. They told you up front, Taves will not be re-signing with us. And Kane was traded to the Rangers. We're going to redo this thing. Does that mean a championship? No. But what I do like is the transparency. We screwed up. And what happened in this organization will never happen again. The abuse, the sexual abuse that happened in this organization, it won't happen over on my watch. I like that. Because at least he's telling you, hey, you may not come to United Center to see us, but at some point you will, because we're going to build this the right way.
Correct. We're going to get a bunch of draft capital. It's going to take us a little time, but we're getting back there again.
So then it leaves two teams, Cap, the Bears and the Cubs.
Right. You're with me.
And we've talked a lot about the Bears, and we know where they're going. We understand. And again, transparency.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting rid of these high-priced free agents that you weren't winning with, and we're going to rebuild this thing with young players, building this around Justin Fields. Again, we don't have four pillars yet for the Bears. We don't. Fields is just one of them. They'll build the other three. Just give them a little time. And I know the Bears fan is rolling their eyes like we've heard it before. It feels different now.
It does feel different. It really does feel different. And again, I'm not where some are that, hey, they can win the division. I don't see that. So but they're building.
So, again, sky aside, because that's the last championship we saw in this city. So we know that they're going to be rebuilding, too. So we know the sky is part of that conversation. Sky's rebuilding, you know, post-Candace Parker. They'll find a way back into the playoffs. But there's only leaves one team, Cap, out of the five.
That's the Cubs.
Oh, God. But I can't turn a blind eye to it because I understand what they're trying to do. Now, as I told you, this is, even though you're pie in the sky for the Cubs in 2023. I said you're going to need 24. 24 will be the year that you get in the postseason. Now, you want to run from 24 on. You want to run and get in the playoffs every year and try.
Agreed. Your window should be opening. You got the best your farm system's been in eons. You got good free agent signings that you got like Dansby Swanson.
Mm-hmm.
Got a chance to have put a pretty special team together over the next 5 years.
I mean,
they spent $300 million in the offseason.
They did.
I mean, again, do I think that they spent enough? Maybe the window is not open yet. But if you tell me in the offseason, hey, man, they're in there on whoever the top free agent is, Otani or whoever, they better be playing in the deep end of the pool. They have the resources. They have payroll flexibility.
Fan base.
Fan base is ready. It's all rolled out there for them.
Yeah, I got to say it. Like, again, it compels me to tell you the truth always on this program. I look at these teams, and people look this morning like, they lost to the Nationals yesterday. They're 15-14. This is not the year for them. Cap has them a year early because of the National League. I think that 24 is what you shoot for. Get more free agents here, just like you got Swanson. Swanson wanted to be a Cub.
Right.
What? Marcus Stroman wanted to be a Cub. Okay, so that means they become the Pied Piper. How is it over there? It's awesome. Yeah, we may not be a good ball club yet, but I like the infrastructure.
We're getting there.
Yeah. So you gotta feel good about that if you're a Cubs fan. Like, that's how I rank them. And you know what, Charlie? Let's open the phone lines here this morning. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. So Cap and I are asking you, the Chicago sports fan, what team in Chicago best embodies a winning mindset? Who's the most invested in winning? We gave you the teams. You know them. The Cubs, the Bears, the Hawks, the Bulls, and the White Sox. So who's number one on that list? Cap and I are on the same page. Are you on our page?
Captain J Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and J Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Are you maniacal about winning? You should be as a Chicago sports fan. We got so many things that we could be doing, but we still love our sports teams. And we, again, nothing like postseason play, but again, we don't get enough of that. And we're asking the question, what team in Chicago best embodies a winning mindset? Who is most invested in winning? When we had Tom Ricketts on, Cap, didn't you ask Tom that question?
I did.
He answered it well.
He did. He also, I'm trying to remember, but I've had this conversation with him in other forums.
About the civic responsibility that he has as an owner to win.
And he said, that also means I have the responsibility to make difficult decisions that the fan base might not agree with. Yeah. I.e., they tried to sign Bryant, they tried to sign Baez, they tried to sign Contreras, they tried to sign Addison. All those guys said, no, thank you. They didn't like the offers. Okay. Then he moved on, and everyone was mad. Right now, you would not re-sign Javi Baez.
Correct.
You would not re-sign Wilson.
Right.
You would not re-sign Chris Bryant.
No.
Rizzo, you would still like to have. He's having a good year with the Yankees.
He's a captain. He's a leader with the Yankees.
Correct.
They're in last place, but he's vocal, and he is visible with the Yankees.
Correct. So, I just don't believe in this market. You should undergo rebuild twice in a decade.
I agree.
And I told him that. I will never, ever understand that. That said, they have started to turn it north. And They spent money in the offseason.
Right.
They got one of the four shortstops, $177 million here, $68 to Jameson Tyler. Before you know it, you're like, well, they spent some money. Mm-hmm. Now follow it up.
Yeah.
Follow it up.
I think that's next year for the Cubs. I do.
We'll see.
So, and just to back to your point about the championship core, Cap, actually, the deal that you don't make actually helped the Cubs. The deals that you did not make. And you know what that is? That is 1990s Bears fans calling our shows saying, how could you get rid of X player that used to play for the Bears in that 85 championship team? How did Mike North build his career? Went after the late Mike McCaskey on the radio says, how can you get rid of a guy like Van Horn? He was he's a pillar over it. And then Mike McCaskey says, say something else really silly. Woof, 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 yes. Like he was like, don't worry about it. We're turning the page here. But it was hard for the average Bear fan to see Ditka get fired and to see some of those 85 Bears go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to turn the page. Guys can't stay forever. Right, so for the Cubs, because they couldn't get a deal with Rizzo, couldn't get a deal with Bryant, Baez. Actually, that's working out well, because look at what they're doing now. Not very good.
No.
Yeah.
And
you knew in 18 that it was time for a change, and the Cubs did not change. They should in 18. They should have made some changes.
That's where Theo, in my opinion, screwed up.
Yep.
That's where he screwed up when he said the offense is broken. He did nothing except Daniel Descalso.
Yep.
Now, maybe there's more to that story that we don't know. All I know is when you say that, then have the temerity to trade somebody. Whoa! He traded who?
Yep.
Whoever it was.
But the rhetoric out there was, well, you were getting close to the pandemic in 20. No. You go through it in 17. You go through it in 18. If the team still can't hit and they're still scoring two runs or less, that's when you start unplugging it. And not unplugging it where you take it to the studs. I'm saying that you replace some of those guys. If Bryant getting the spring training says, I was offered this and I don't understand, like, out. As much as you appreciate Chris Bryant, you're not hitting the ball well. Baez, same thing, out. You replace those players with better players.
Correct.
So it is. But the point is, though, is that out of all of this, the White Sox, the Bulls, the Hawks, the Bears, the Cubs, that's how I have it 5-1. I never thought I'd say that, but when you take a look at it, you know, and take a step back, the Cubs, because of the money that they spent, tells me that they have a true commitment to winning and for the future.
By the way, Chris Bryant, 301. He's played 27 games. He's got 3 home runs and 8 RBIs.
What happened to the power cap?
I don't know. Last year, he played 42 games. That's it. 42 games. He hit 306. He had 5 home runs and 14 RBIs in 162 game schedule. He played 42 times.
You haven't been right since 19. It's 2023. 312-332 ESPN is our phone number. Jake in Lakeview on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you on this Wednesday?
What's up, Jake? How you doing, Sparkles?
Pretty good. So I'm a diehard Bulls White Sox fan here. And I could, I mean, yeah, like you said, that's a very good 5. I completely agree with you, Hood. I think that it makes sense that 5 and 4 are owned by the same freaking owner. I just wanted to bring up something about Jerry. You know, you said earlier that quote that he wants to finish in second place. You know, I could see that. You know, in 2021, we finished in first place. And I'm sure Jerry Reinsdorf almost didn't love that. And so he goes on, and the next year, you know, we have an 81-81 when we had a chance to win the division. But no, we finished in second and third, and I'm sure Jerry loved that. So I just wanted to bring that up and wonder if you guys kind of agree with that. Do you think that Jerry Reinsdorf wasn't almost that happy with winning the division in 21?
Well, here's the thing, Jake. We appreciate the telephone call. I don't know what David Sampson, whether or not it is true or not, but David Sampson has been going scorched earth on his own podcast and on the Libertard and Friends podcast for a while here. So he's speaking his own truth. I know that for sure. All I know is that if you do not have a commitment to winning every year, trying to win it, then that's a major problem, especially in this city. Cap and I are not doing this show in Charlotte. Okay, we're not doing this in Phoenix.
Correct.
Like we are in Chicago, and for the third biggest market in this country, it makes no sense for a team. I don't like Cap. I don't like tanking either. I don't like it because you should always try to be in the mix. But you're not blessed to win the championship every year. But at least you should try. Try. That's what I'm looking at.
Correct. I have no issue if you go through a bit of a rebuild. Like the Bears tore it down.
Mm-hmm.
They're rebuilding. It's not that they're cheap. The thing was broken. Okay, fix it. But when you get through the 23 season and we get into next off season, I don't want to hear, yeah, that guy makes too much money. We just can't. Figure it out. Figure it out.
Yeah.
The Rams did. They won the Super Bowl. New England kept doing whatever they had to do. They won Super Bowls.
Correct.
Figure it out.
I want everyone listening to know, if they ever wonder where my fandom lies, people know that I'm a Southsider and my White Sox fan. But I'm realistic to know that this is not going in the right direction. And when it comes to tanking, if you have any questions, and I'm telling you, if you listen to me for the first time, I'm just telling you, I'm holding my nose all the time when one of our teams tanks. And that's the Blackhawks. And that's going to be the White Sox at some point. That's going to be the Sox at some point. Cubs have gone through that as well. So as much as I don't like it, I'm holding my nose through it, even though I think that our team should always compete. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. There he is, James and Gurney on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, James.
James!
Good morning, fellas. Hey, real, we have this conversation, unfortunately, right around every playoff season because it's just frustrating. I mean, we have this annually, right? 3 or 4 times a year because it's just frustrating. Even the Hounds are the worst freaking team in rugby league. Having said that, you list the bread and money, man.
Did you just wait a minute, Jake. Did you just call out the Hounds? The rugby team?
I'm just saying.
On Marquee?
Even the freaking Hounds suck. Excuse my language. So having said that, your list is exactly right, Hoodie. That whole scandal thing is just disgusting with the Blackhawks. On top of that, that dude ended up getting away and even getting in more trouble. So having said that, you're exactly right. And it's just, you know, the one thing that you guys made, might have been you guys mentioned yesterday, Ricketts are the only one that made their money pretty much outside in that financial spectrum or however. So it's just, I just don't think there's a big commitment to win. And you're right, the McCaffrey, even Jerry spent a little money. He went and got Vooch, he went and got DeMar, he paid Zach, and like, now he's definitely not going to be spending any money in the future. And it's just to have this conversation every year, 3 or 4 times a year, it's just frustrating. This is Chicago. Like, you guys, we're not in Charlotte. It's just,
yeah.
Every time it comes up, it makes me kind of sick to my stomach, and it's frustrating.
So, James, we appreciate the telephone call.
And Rocky did make his money in liquor.
Correct.
They're, like, the biggest.
But there's the smile on Rocky's face, though, where people are chanting his name. Rocky, Rocky. His old man never, his name was never chanted.
Never.
Dollar Bill Wirtz, Dollar Bill. It was never that.
Right.
But he had to feel good, like, oh, man, they like me. They're chanting for our Wirtz in this building. Can you believe that?
Dad, if you could see this, you wouldn't believe it. And we won 3 cups.
Hey, Rocky, we won another cup. Congratulations. Ah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That had to make him feel great.
Yeah.
Holy cow. The Blackhawks? No home TV for years? 8,000 people in the stadium and to this? Outstanding. Outstanding. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. Come on, Charlie. Come on, Charlie. That hounds thought was, that's really abstract.
I asked my dad for his thoughts on the hounds, and he gave me a lot of thoughts, and I was shocked.
The thoughts he loves the hounds.
Rugby. Wow. He loves rugby.
I saw it on, like, marquee cap, and it was like 20 degrees. It was like, I need to fill one of my screens with sports. Oh, the hounds are on. It's 20 degrees. People were freezing. I was like, no shot. I'm not going. I would never go. It was so cold.
I couldn't have named the sport. Speaking of Marquee, by the way,
mm-hmm.
I know we got a break.
Yep.
My wife and I watched the Ron Santo documentary on Marquee last night. Pat Hughes was the narrator of a lot of it. It was freaking awesome television. You know me. I'll be honest. When I don't agree with something, a station, that was spectacularly well done. So, hat tip to everyone at Marquee. It was awesome.
If you're on hold, you will be on the air. What team in Chicago cares most about winning? Do any of them care enough? Cap and I are going to take your phone calls coming up next. Cap and Jay Hood is on ESPN 1000, also on 100.3 FM HD2.
Here's today's headline with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox won consecutive games for the first time this season with a walk-off from Andrew Benintendi in a 3-2 win over the Twins. Some thoughts here from Pedro Grifol, Cap, right after the game. Here's Pedro Grifol with his thoughts.
All right, you guys, let's listen up. We won a game yesterday. We win one today, that's 2 in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak. It has happened before. So let's see some hustle. Let's jack it up a little. I got a feeling things are about to turn around for us.
Sox Twins, 5:30 pregame are here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. The Cubs fell to the Nationals last night 4-1. The Knicks defeated the Miami Heat by a score of 111-105 to tie the series at 1. Lakers won their first game of the playoff series against the Warriors, 117-112. Joel Embiid, the MVP of the NBA. Jay Moore.
Captain Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man. Yeah.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
It's the Captain Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. We're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app in which you can get the Chicago Bear podcast with Pat the Designer and crew. Need more Bears? It's right there for you on a daily basis. Check out the Chicago Bears podcast, available now on the ESPN Chicago app. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Coming up at 8 o'clock will be Shot or No Shot, but Cap and I are talking about something Cap has been hammering home and trying to get through to owners in this town, and that is the civic responsibility to win as an owner or as a general manager. And so which team in Chicago cares most about winning? Do any of them care enough?
Do you do all you can? I'm not telling you that you have to act like Steve Cohen. If you don't have the financial wherewithal to do it, I get it. I would just think that if the good Lord blessed me with that kind of financial might, I was a billionaire, and I bought a team. And I'm obviously into sports if I'm buying a team. It's not like you're buying real estate in 10 different markets going, yeah, when it appreciates, I'll make my money. No. There's an emotional attachment to the team.
Mm-hmm.
I would think you do all you could to try to win. That means there will be tough decisions. They fired who? They're trading who? That goes with it, and you're going to have thick skin. Tune out the matote, as I like to say. But when you have opportunities to put the hammer down, you can't do what?
Like, I don't understand how the White Sox 2 years ago are coming off 93 wins. 93, right?
Yeah.
And you don't put the hammer down.
Nope.
Just I'm 80 at that point. If I'm Jerry.
Yeah.
I'm 85 years old, guys. Our window to win is right now. I got my guy in the dugout at the time, yep. Tony. We won 93 games. We lost to a better ball club in Houston. Here's my checkbook. Just bring me a title.
Absolutely.
And they didn't. And then this year, we tried last year. We spent 208. It didn't work. Cut it to 182. They cut $26 million off the payroll. Really?
All right.
Hired an inexperienced manager. And again, this is not a shot at Pedro. If I'm trying to win right now, get me the best damn guy I can get. Bruce Bochy wants to manage again? In.
That was my guy.
Right? You were all over it.
And as you told me, well, is he healthy enough? And that was a factor. But he got healthy and goes, I want another shot in the game. I don't know. Hall of Fame manager? Bochy?
Won 3 World Series.
I'd want him. But no. Can't get that. We'll go right back to square one with an inexperienced manager. So, you know, and we'll get to... We got something for Grafal coming up at 7:50. Make sure
yeah,
you stay
he disappointed me yesterday.
It's totally different than what Cap and I, and I think many Sox fans thought that you're getting in that dugout. We'll talk about it at 7:50 here on ESPN 1000. You have several ways to go, Cap. You could spend money because it increases your chance to win, or just click your heels and hope. Like, for the Pirates, imagine... The group that they have right now, 20-10, imagine if you spent a dollar or two. Like, a lot of this is farm system guys, young guys, and they're playing over their heads. Imagine if you spent a dollar in Pittsburgh. Oh, God.
And they just signed the guy's name. Why am I blanking on it?
Brian Hayes.
No. He's a good player. They lost O'Neill
Cruz. Reynolds.
Brian Reynolds. Mm-hmm. I was about to say Brian Hayes. It's not Brian Hayes. Brian Reynolds. They just paid him $106 million. That leaves only 3 teams in the history of baseball to not spend one contract of $100 million or more. The A's, who don't have 2 nickels to rub together.
Yep.
The Royals, who aren't much better. And the White Sox.
Yep. Imagine, though, if the Pirates spend more money with that young group. Oh, boy.
Right?
Young, exciting.
They've always drafted and developed well. They just can't keep their guys.
Let's go back to the phone lines. We say hello to John and Hoffman Estates on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, John.
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Good. So, yeah, Cap, you don't want to have to tear down a championship team twice within a decade, but you said it yourself for years. The team was not working. They were not winning. They were not hitting. And I think that when Jed took over the regime, they saw the writing on the wall and had to tear it down. Now, their approach is a little different because Jed's at the helm instead of Theo. He has a different approach. And Theo also said that he doesn't know how to maintain a championship team. He knows how to build one. So I really like what Jed has done. I think he's got a really good farm system built. We need more pitching and power on the field, but that can come in 2024 when it's time to go all in. I think the WD 40 has been sprayed on the window. It's starting to open. I really like this team that is built. And I think these short contracts with Horner and Happ, if they work out, you can tear them up and re-sign them. But for the meantime, you can have them be really good pieces on your team for leadership and some really good production on the field. So,
John, we appreciate the phone call.
Thanks, John.
Justin in Dallas, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Good morning, Justin.
What's up, Justin?
Hey. Morning, Hoodie, Cap. Hope everything is good as always. I totally agree with you all. The Cubs are trying to do what it takes to get back to the championship like they did in 16. They're doing whatever it takes. The Bears aren't far behind. I know it's going to take a few years, but at least they're taking the steps. They're trying. That's about all I have to say. I mean, we know where the Blackhawks, the Bulls, and most of all the White Sox are. So, that's pretty much it.
And you're a Sox and Bulls guy, right?
I know that bothers you, Justin, like to say that. Yeah, but you and I are Sox fans.
I'm sorry. I think I've been to more Sox and Bulls games than anything. I've been to a Bears game here in Dallas. I've been to a couple Cubs games, never been to a Blackhawks game, but I vividly remember going to Sox games when I was younger when they first reopened Comiskey, and been to a couple Bulls games. So it hurts to see where we've come from with the Jordan years and then the Derrick Rose years and then now. And then I guess what really annoys me is when, you know, we let a player go, hence Jimmy, and then he's flourishing somewhere else, and the only thing that we can say is we had him. That really annoys me. So I don't know. All we can do is hope.
Yeah.
It seems like we've always been living off of hope these last few years.
I think that's for any team.
Justin.
I think that's for any fan. Like, hey, you base it on hope. Even if you've won the championship, you hope that you can win another. And the same thing with an offseason. You hope that you could be able to get to the next level, to take it to another step. All I'm saying is that it's a shame that on my list, when we talk about commitment to winning, the Sox are fifth, the Bulls are fourth, the Hawks are third, Bears and Cubs are first. That's how I look at it because, again, listening to Jerry Reinsdorf 24 hours ago when we played his thoughts from the Milken Institute, you could have plugged that in 1989 and you would have had the same thoughts. I mean, because his philosophy and his rhetoric has not changed over the years.
And that's why I said to you yesterday, people love working for Jerry. He's a really good person. Sure. The game has changed. And if you don't want to play in the deep end of the pool, we can't spend your money for you. Then put the team up for sale and say to someone, your turn, you try it. I'm not going to spend beyond our means. Okay, that's your choice. Then you should put the team up for sale, take the billions, and ride off into the sunset.
Well, if someone else owns the team, you better hope that that owner would keep the team in Chicago, or maybe that franchise will beat the A's to Las Vegas.
No shot.
312. You can never say never. It's sports. You can never say never.
That's true.
An owner could say, you know what? I got an idea. We're going to put this in Charlotte. I mean, you can own the team. You place it wherever you want to place it.
Right.
You just never know.
I just think there are billionaires connected to this community that would buy that team and would spend, maybe not at Steve Cohen's level, but a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that happen one day in my lifetime.
There you go.
Pedro Grifol offered some thoughts on Luis Robert. Sox fans, wait until you hear this. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Okay, it's about that time. You're tuned in to the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Everything ain't hardcore, you know.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. And we are streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Shot or no shot coming your way at 8 o'clock. And My Life album, the best from Mary J. Blige. It came from her heart. Pedro Grifol offered some thoughts on Luis Robert. Cap, I need you to read the thoughts from the beleaguered manager of the Chicago White Sox.
So I'll read these quotes to you. We saw Luis Robert, and I'm sure most everyone who's a sports fan saw the other day him dog it down the first baseline. And there's no other way to put it. He dogged it. Mm-hmm. And then he was pulled from the game, and the White Sox statement was pulled, manager's decision. Not he's got a sore leg, he's injured. No. And so after the game, Luis A didn't know the name of the bench coach, a guy who he speaks Spanish with, Charlie Montoyo. He also said, yeah, my hamstring was tight, but I never told anybody. I just decided I would not push it. I didn't want to get hurt. But never communicated to the trainers, the doctors, the coaches, the manager, the GM, the executive VP, any of the ushers, the vendors, nobody. Mm-hmm. I said to you, and I said this publicly on the air, I would have sent him to Charlotte the next morning. My team's lost at this point 10 games in a row. I'm not going down with the ship, guys. Going to do it my way. And if I fail, I can look in the mirror. I'm not giving you a pass. Sorry, we don't play that way here. You play for Charlotte now. Earn your way back. His numbers certainly aren't very good. Horrible. So Pedro benches him the next day.
Oh, I need a pinch hitter. Go ahead. No. You got benched. And guess what? Why didn't you use Luis Robert? Because he was benched for not hustling the day before. He'll be back in the lineup tomorrow, and hopefully this never happens again. Mm-hmm. Here's what he said yesterday when asked, was he unprofessional? The answer's yes, but here's what he said. The only thing that wasn't what we're about was the communication part, Grafal said, when asked if Robert's actions were unprofessional. That was the reason he got pulled, because we didn't know what he was feeling or how he was feeling, so he wasn't able to meet our expectations on how we run down the line and how we do things. But unprofessional, that's not the right term. Why is he so afraid to call guys out publicly? I'm not telling you that you go to a press conference and go, that lousy reliever gave it up. I'm not saying that. You cover for your guys. When a guy does what he does, gets booed while the crowd is chanting, sell the team, how about we don't play that way here, and the next time you're injured, make sure you communicate it. Out.
So you're allowing that to happen on your ball club.
How about the next guy? Yeah. Jonathan Hood doesn't run it out.
Yeah. Is that not unprofessional?
Was Jonathan unprofessional? Oh, yeah. Well, why didn't you say that about the other guy?
You could tell that he's not going to say that about anybody. And there's your problem, Cap. See, again, neophyte manager and just trying to appease and trying to get along because it's his first gig. He doesn't want to get fired so soon. Let me tell you something, Pedro. If you get fired, it won't be necessarily because of you. It's because the ball club that's supposed to be able to be a perennial playoff team can't get it done. That's why I don't talk about Grafal, because he's learning on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to be that guy, like whatever you want to say about Tony, Tony would have said something. Was it unprofessional? Yeah, it was, because I want this guy to be able to hustle down the line or at the very least communicate with us. He's covering for Robert. So what does that tell the rest of the ball club? If you want to go half-assed down to first base, it's okay because Pedro's going to allow it. That's what is that what you want to run? Is that the kind of ball club, kind of baseball you want to play?
If he doesn't want to be Ozzie, he doesn't have to be.
No.
He does not have to come out and just obliterate the guy scorched earth. But how about if you're at the press conference? Was that unprofessional? I'm handling it internally.
Something.
Next question.
Something.
Well, did you think it was? It's being addressed. He knows what he did.
Yeah. Most managers would say it that way.
There's a tone.
Yes.
Ozzie would go, you're damn right it was unprofessional. Yes. Like, yes. He would blast him.
It's crazy. Yeah,
if that's not who Pedro is, that's fine. I'm handling it. But it won't happen again.
But it feels like you're good with it to the press after
correct.
Saying after reading that. Just mark it, Jay Moore. Just mark it. May 3rd. Probably one of many examples we're going to have this year where the Sox can just get away with whatever, poor defense, lollygagging down the first base, and nothing happens. Where's the accountability? You're already bad. What about the accountability? You don't have that either. So being bad at baseball and no accountability, what does that equal?
If he was hitting 365 with a 428 OBP and 12 home runs, and Pedro says, what do you want me to do? Take my best hitter out of the lineup? We're struggling. This guy's hitting, what, 230 with a 260 on base for horrible.
Shot or no shot in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.